Track 2. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt has fallen in love.
Lockdown 2, as it became known by many, has been seen by our family through a prism of pink. Our beautiful golden retriever puppy arrived just before it started, and she's dominated proceedings in only the way a baby, human or canine, can. We called her Bonnie, but her kennel club name included Pink Martini, so we decided that was too good not to take on board as her middle name. As a result, Lola felt that the puppy's accessories should be pink too. So we have pink toys, pink collar, pink blanket, etc. I won a battle over her bowl, insisting it was blue to go with the kitchen. Such small victories are worth celebrating. The last time we were swimming in a sea of pink was when Lola was born 15 years ago. Every card and present that arrived was a shade of pink. Maybe Lola is unconsciously reenacting her infancy, but she's decided to mark Bonnie's arrival personally by dyeing her own hair fuchsia in celebration. You'll be glad to hear I resisted that urge myself. It's been 16 years since we last brought a puppy home. Then we had no children and had all the time in the world to devote to this little darling. I had vague memories of it being quite full on and Tiggy doing a lot of chewing. One day she even managed to consume a large amount of wire wool, which unsurprisingly she then vomited up in the car. Bonnie is also a little darling and also does a lot of chewing, but she seems generally uninterested in her pink toys and prefers to chew us. Our clothes, our fingers, and most of all our toes, in shoes or out, are her favourite options. We're keeping wire wool out of her way. She's very interested in the ducks and chickens, I think, as possible playmates rather than as lunch. They, on the other hand, are terrified of her and hurtle off squawking loudly whenever they spot her. That only excites her even more. Tiggy had the same effect on our cat Catcher, who was already ensconced in the family. Her peaceful existence was shattered by this little golden dynamo who thought she looked the perfect size to play with. Catcher was so stressed by the experience that she collapsed with asthma and had to be rushed to the vets to be put on oxygen. I'm glad to say she recovered well and became, if not friends, then certainly happy housemates with Tiggy. We're not so confident that the same will happen with the wildfowl in Bonnie's case. There's a bittersweetness about getting a new puppy because of the memories it brings back of our beloved Tiggs. It's like that feeling you get when you're pregnant with a second child. How can I possibly love it as much as the first? But of course you just do. Bonnie stole our hearts before we'd finished the drive home with her. She's simply gorgeous, even without the rose-tinted spectacles. Cuddling her after a long day at work is pure therapy, and it's made the stay-at-home order far easier to bear, as she can't go out until she's had all her vaccinations anyway. More than anything, she's brought joy and laughter and something to look forward to in this strange world we're living in. She doesn't know about COVID or lockdown or all the things that we report on daily in our jobs. She just wants to eat, play, and lie on her back and have her tummy rubbed. After that, she curls up at my feet and has a snooze. Life is very stressful at the moment. I'm trying to channel my inner golden retriever and see the world through Bonnie's eyes. The irony is, as dogs are colourblind, she's blissfully unaware that world is predominantly pink. As I write this, we still have no idea what we'll be able to do at Christmas this year. I'd just like to wish you all the best for the festive season, whatever form it takes. We've all had to become inventive in so many ways this year, and I'm sure we'll use that in our approach to Christmas too. Take care of yourselves and your loved ones, and let's raise a glass to the end of 2020.